Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. This is Dr. Elaine Tong, your co-host. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease. This approach will not cure a chronic disease. As a result, millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, allergies, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. By combining Chinese medicine with anesthetic techniques, Dr. Tong has innovated a treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic ailments. In September of 2000, he started a radio show presenting new patients every week to prove that chronic disorders can indeed be cured. In other words, these patients can become symptom-free from his treatment and need no drugs or further treatment of any kind. Dr. Tong's discovery is truly astounding. A century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, yet Dr. Tong has successfully cured a wide spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is because the NBE approach, a powerful form of Chinese medicine, is much more effective than acupuncture and herbs. It avoids the use of drugs and their toxic effects by focusing on the cause of a disease and the power of the mind. In this program, you will learn to eliminate chronic diseases by enhancing the mind's healing power. And by adopting a healthy diet and lifestyle, a permanent cure can be achieved. For more information, visit our website at www.drtong.com. That's www.drtong.com. Well, good afternoon and welcome back to our show, Freedom from Pain, with Yiwing Tong, MD. I'm Dr. Elaine Tong. How are you doing today, Dr. Tong?
Good, Dr. Elaine Tong.
We have an exciting show today, as always. Firstly, we'd like to just tell everyone that we are here to prove that chronic disorders can be cured without the use of drugs and surgery. And by that, we mean that with your symptoms can be eradicated without having to take medication and without even having to take our treatment after your energy has been balanced.
Mm-hmm. After your cure.
Right.
And then you learn the recommendation that we give you on dietary and lifestyle changes. Then you get a long-term or even a permanent cure. We have plenty of cases, 240 radio shows archived on my website, our website, www.drtong.com, D-R-T-O-N-G.com.
Mm-hmm.
You can download it and listen to any shows. They are all arranged.
In order of disorders.
Yeah.
Alphabetically.
Yeah, indexed. Alphabetically. Okay, mm-hmm. You want to listen to Alzheimer's, Crohn's disease, diabetes, high blood pressure, multiple sclerosis,
depression,
okay?
Depression, allergies, asthma.
Suicidal
any kind
tendency,
of pain.
Any kind of mental disorder,
right.
Too.
Again, our website is drtong.com, drtong.com. And our number, if you have any questions or if you'd like to make an appointment, is 714-556-8664. Again, it's 714-556-8664.
What we are claiming here may sound incredible, may sound impossible, okay, but the proof is there.
Yeah, the
240
proof,
shows,
yeah.
Almost
all in our cases.
700 patients, each one with 6, 7, 8 whole list of different symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't just treat symptoms, we treat the whole person. So all symptoms had to be eliminated or improve.
Right. Well, I'm just going to go over, do a recap of our show last week. First, we had with us Di, Diana, short for Di, or Di, short for Diana, who came to see Dr. Tong firstly for severe carpal tunnel syndrome and a degenerative disc disease in her neck, as well as depression, sciatica, shoulder, and back pain. So she came about a little over a year ago, started seeing Dr. Tong, and has noticed significant improvement from the treatments. She couldn't even drive before. Her hands would be numb. She couldn't even put on mascara or turn a magazine to the point. That's how bad her hands were. Now she's not having those problems. Her neck pain is much better. Her back pain is better. Her energy is better. She's off all of her medications, the antidepressants. I believe she's also off her cholesterol medication now, too.
That's an example of curing a problem rather than repeatedly suppressing the symptom,
right,
and not treating the real problem,
right,
that caused those symptoms.
Now, with Diana, when she first came to see us, she came once a week, and then as she got better and better, she tapered her treatments down to once every 2 weeks, then once a month, and now she comes about once every 6 to 8 weeks.
The reason some of the patients still come to us is because of the stress,
mm-hmm,
and also
and
the loud the, in their
poor
life.
Diet.
And the diet, the, mm-hmm, not just their poor diet, but the food available in a modern society.
It does not have the life as much as it did before.
Not conducive to health.
Right. So it's like tuning up a car. I always ask, patients always ask me, well, do I have to keep getting this forever for the rest of my life? And I'm like, well, do you tune up your car? Would you drive 100,000 miles on it and not ever tune it up? So if people tune up their cars, why don't they tune up their bodies?
Also, if you make yourself healthier, you look younger.
Right.
And if you go to my website and actually take a look at the photo evidence, the first case is me. You look at how old I used to look. I look 20 years older 3 years ago.
Right.
Go take a look, okay?
We have to take another picture of you now, too, Dr. Tong.
Yes.
You look even younger. His skin is smooth as a baby's bottom.
Yeah.
Other
not a very good analogy.
The other case we had with us was Dara from Sherman Oaks, who was diagnosed with diabetes, type 2 diabetes, over 15 years ago. He developed neuropathy of his hands and feet. His arches had collapsed, and he was diagnosed with Charcot joint disease. He was a chauffeur in the past where he would drive 16 hours a day, which caused a lot of these symptoms. He didn't have a good diet. He's only had one treatment from Dr. Tong. However, from that treatment, he has noticed a significant improvement because before in the past, he said that his feet felt like they were encased in cement when he walked. Can you imagine walking as if you were as if your feet were encased in cement? He was able to walk up and down his stairs 2 days after the treatment because painters were coming to paint his house and he had to move furniture. And he was doing much better. He said his energy was better.
His blood pressure went down.
Right,
he called me.
Right. His blood pressure
came down.
Right. So he is
normal.
Also doing much better. And that was only one treatment. And it's difficult for him because he lives far away, so it's harder for him to come out for treatment. But he is coming to schedule a second appointment soon. Again, give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number to call for an appointment is 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Shall we get to our first guest? Okay, we have with us Jacqueline on the line. Welcome, Jacqueline.
Hi, Jacqueline. Yes.
Thank you for being on our show today.
Thank you for asking me, too.
Why don't you tell us where you're from, what you do?
Well, I'm a retired counselor, and I'm from Ventura County, Simi Valley.
Okay. And what was happening to you before you came to see Dr. Tong? Why did you come to see Dr. Tong?
Well, I had a very long list.
Go ahead. Yes.
When I came to see him.
Yes.
Leg pain. I'd been diagnosed with arthritis and osteoporosis. A lot of back pain, depression. Just to name a few. That's the ones I can think of right now.
And what did you try to do? Who did you see before you went to see Dr. Tong?
Well, actually, I had seen two doctors before I came to see Dr. Tong.
And what did they do for you?
They prescribed medication.
Yeah. How long have you seen these doctors? How long have you tried to, you know, how long have you this problem?
Well, I've had I had a couple of the problems for several years, and I've seen doctors for several years. I mean, about 6 or 8 years. And the longer I saw the doctors, the more they prescribed medication, and then I got more symptoms.
And the more you realize that they are not going to help you.
Yes, and I didn't want to take the drugs.
Yes.
They wanted me to take powerful drugs with a lot of side effects that some were worse than the symptoms I was having.
Right.
That's right. So they only not cure your symptom, not help your problem. They make you sicker.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they made me sicker.
Yes.
And I was treated very poorly by one doctor, too.
Oh. Sorry about that.
So he got very upset with me because I wouldn't take the drugs.
Yeah, they won't listen. That's a problem, okay? They don't listen. Mm-hmm. They just go by the publication.
Yeah.
Whatever the publication said is good. They don't listen to the patient.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
What it does on the patient, that counts.
Right.
Yes.
And were the medications helping you?
I didn't take the medications. I refused.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. I was on my own trying to treat myself with herbs and different natural remedies.
Okay. And then how did you hear about us?
Well, I was listening to the radio one Saturday afternoon, and I heard you and Dr. Tong and a young man who had autism.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yes,
that was Rick.
Yeah, right, right.
Yes. Yeah. And who apparently, he was 50 years old, couldn't speak a sentence or several sentences.
Mm-hmm.
He wouldn't want to do it. He can do it, but he won't do it.
And I heard his story, and I just started crying because I felt like I knew that I had to come and see you, that you could help me.
Yes.
Aww.
Because you helped him so so remarkably.
So what happened with the first treatment that I do on you?
Well, the first treatment, I had been going through a lot of stress with some things going on, and after the first treatment, I came home and was so relaxed.
Mm-hmm. Yes. you sound like a fairy tale. Each one of you sound like a fairy tale. But it's actually very easy to do.
Yes.
Yeah, the Western doctor didn't want to do it because they just want the money.
I remember they asked, they say, how come I feel so relaxed after a treatment? Even though it can be so painful, I'm like, that's the way it works.
I know. And I was thinking the same thing. Well, I didn't really like the pain, but I feel so good.
Yes.
Afterwards.
It's so true.
Afterwards.
The pain, it's a good pain if you can understand what.
And not only that, with more treatment, okay, the pain becomes less and less. And to the point that you kind of like it.
Right.
Yeah,
You know that it's fixing the problem.
Actually,
you're getting
it's not
to the
painful.
Root. It's not a pain.
Now the treatment on us is not painful.
Right.
And actually feel good. The pain feels good.
Actually, what you feel when you feel the pain is the energy pushing through the channel.
Yes.
And if it's sharper, if it feels more electric, then that means your problem is more acute. If it's a more dull pain, a dull ache, it's more chronic. And as your channels become more free, more open, that so the energy can go through, the pain becomes less. And it actually, I think it feels good.
Feel good. It really does feel good. Yeah. It's hard for people to understand this until they experience it.
Exactly. Because
it is.
Right. Because the patient, you know, you're like, you got it. Then you know that we're getting the right spot because you felt the pain. But right, and it also.
And that's why I came back, because I knew it was helping me.
Yeah. So now after two treatments, how different are you feel now than
before?
Or how
many treatments have you had?
Well, I've had three treatments.
Three.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the really remarkable things is when I came to you, my left leg was swollen, the knee was swollen on the top, and in a lot of pain in the back.
Mm-hmm.
And I could not walk around the block in my neighborhood without just crying in pain.
Mm-hmm.
And last week, I walked 5 days, and I'm walking 7 blocks now.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, that is remarkable.
And you haven't been in to see us for a couple weeks now,
hey,
right?
Come every week. We train you for the Beijing Olympics. Oh, you're laughing. I'm serious.
So you drive.
Not too late.
How long does it take you to drive out to see us, too?
Well, depending on when I leave and the traffic, it takes me anywhere from an hour and a half to two and a half hours.
One way?
No, round trip.
Round trip.
Oh,
okay.
No, I'm sorry. One way.
One way. Well, you didn't beat Ruth. Ruth lives in Los Angeles. They got 3.5 hours.
By bus.
Oh.
And she's part blind, so.
But she is getting.
She's getting
more sight.
Right.
She can see him better.
So that means you can walk around the block. You walked around. You said 7 times.
I walked 7 blocks.
Oh, 7 blocks.
3 times this past week, and went to the gym.
Ooh.
No.
Oh. Walked around the block 2 times. Walked 7 blocks 2 times, and then went to the gym 3 times. This past week, and walked for 26 minutes each time on the treadmill.
Wow.
Well, let's submit our application for the Olympics then. I mean, you're ready. You're more than ready.
And before you said you couldn't even walk. I mean, you were in so much pain. Was it knee pain or just the leg? Your legs were weak, painful?
Just pain in the back of my left leg, and the top of my knee was all swollen.
Mm. Now, are you a Medicare patient, Jacqueline? Or?
Yes, I am.
Okay,
oh.
So she you get three treatments every you they
every
pay
2 months.
They pay for three treatments every 2 months.
But it
right.
doesn't matter. Even the most serious, you keep continue to come. Mm-hmm. Like Ruth. Ruth was blind. She fell 11 mm-hmm. times in 2 years.
Right.
Her diabetic was out of control, 300 sugar with 120 units of insulin. And
she's
depression.
Cut back a lot.
She could not put on her soft for decades. Now all these problems are gone.
Mm-hmm. And how are you dealing with your stress now? Is it easier to deal with it, or how?
It is so much easier to deal with, and I feel so encouraged by you.
Yes.
By you all, the whole staff there.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
I still have a little stress, but it's not like it was.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Let me tell you why that's happening, okay? The lifestyle and all the events are not changing. It's you.
Yeah.
Your spirit and soul is now in control of the body, so you can think better and you realize some of the things that you cannot solve and you let go, and some of the things that you can solve because you have more energy to do it.
You can
deal
with it.
Yeah, and then you probably can solve your problem a lot better because you feel better.
And the other thing, right, because you can walk, because you can exercise, you get a lot of the endorphins out and your energy flowing, so it helps you deal with things better anyway as it is. Right.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly. I can think more clearly now, and it's easier to let go of
Wonderful.
The situation.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Because I know most of it I can't do anything about anyway. So,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So
there
now,
was another thing I wanted to tell you that just amazes me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't procrastinate.
Yes.
Anymore.
See, I told you. I told you that
you
used to do. Yeah.
Right. The motivation point. So he did the motivation point for you.
Hey, you better tell the people that I'm not taking you out to lunch for saying that.
No,
okay?
No. I mean, I'm still just as much amazed as, and I'm hearing myself say it. It's just so remarkable mm-hmm. because after you told me that, I came home and I caught myself in the middle of doing things I just didn't want to do, but I was doing them.
Well, wonderful. Well, you're going to have to come back for another tune-up then very soon to keep this keep the cycle going.
Yes, I will be coming back.
And are you depressed anymore, Jacqueline?
The depression has lifted remarkably.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Once in a while, it's like it tries to come back,
mm-hmm.
but it doesn't come back.
Mm. Yeah. See, you only have 3 treatments.
Only
yeah,
treatment.
Next few treatment, they won't
it'll
come
get,
back
yeah,
at
it'll get
all.
Better and better, yeah, as
yeah.
she gets more open.
Yeah, I want to make another point, okay? Mm-hmm. Compare this treatment with the treatment you received in the past. The treatment were a joke. The Western drug treatment
it actually numbs you if you take the antidepressants, right?
Yes, it causes suicidal.
It causes other side, right.
in young people, it causes suicidal tendency.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, Jack...
One doctor had kept trying to get me to take antidepressants. I would do it.
Yes.
Well, Jacqueline, thank you so much for joining us today. I'm so glad that you called us and that you were able to be on the show with us today.
You're welcome.
Your story is wonderful. And we look forward to seeing you soon.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to Freedom from Pain with Yiwing Tong, MD. That was Jacqueline with us on the line. If you just missed her, she is a retired counselor who suffered from leg pain, arthritis, osteoporosis, back pain, and depression for the past 6 to 8 years, was prescribed a lot of medication, which she did not want. She's had 3 treatments with us, folks, and she's able to walk 7 blocks without any pain, whereas before she could not even walk without crying. She's exercising now. She's less depressed. She has more motivation. She doesn't procrastinate after 3 treatments. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Should we get to our next guest?
Yes.
Okay, we have Aaron with us on the line. Hi, Aaron.
How are you doing, Dr. Tong?
Hi, Aaron.
Welcome to our show. Why don't you give us a brief history of what you suffered from before you came to see Dr. Tong?
Well, I had kidney failure.
Uh-huh.
I ended up in the hospital. I thought I had the flu.
Uh-huh.
I walked in and my blood pressure was 245 over 145.
Okay. Mm.
They said they don't even know how I walked in.
Oh, my goodness.
And I thought I'd get a shot and go back home.
Uh-huh.
But I ended up in there for 3 months.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
They gave me up for dead twice. They gave me 2 days to live twice.
Oh, really?
Mm.
Uh-huh.
Then after 30 days, in the, or 60, 90 days in the hospital, 3 months in the hospital, they took me to a rest home.
Mm-hmm.
At the time, I didn't want to go to rest home. I wanted to stay in the hospital, but they said I couldn't stay in there any longer.
Mm-hmm.
I had to, you know, go to rest home. So they put me in a rest home, a board and care home. And at that time, I couldn't walk. I could barely talk. I couldn't do anything. I stayed in bed all day. Mm-hmm. I was totally weak. I was in a diaper. I was in pretty bad shape.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, at that point in time, I figured if, you know, that's all I had, it was really worth, it wasn't worth living.
Mm.
But I had heard about Dr. Tong on the radio, and I live in West L.A. I had tried to get somebody to take me down there, and they said they'll take you to you. You tell them how far it is, and nobody wants you. You can't pay anybody to go down there.
Mm-hmm.
So I finally got disgusted, and I called RTD and figured out how to get there on the bus.
Mm.
And I travel now from West L.A. out there on the bus, which takes all day.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
And but when I first got, when I first went to Tong, the first couple of treatments, like I said, I was in real bad shape. I was huffing and puffing. I couldn't walk 50 feet. I had to stop and rest, and I just totally weak and just totally out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And Tong gave me, I think, two or three treatments, and I didn't think it would help or do any good.
Uh-huh.
And he kept asking me how I felt after the treatments, and I right at first I didn't tell anything, but on the way home, it was real dark. It was like a 20-watt light bulb all the time. I couldn't see very well. Everything was dark and gloomy, and it was just like somebody put a 100-watt light bulb in. I could see better. I could walk better because I didn't even know I could walk better. But the people that live in the building where I live, they see me going to the store, and they say, "Yeah, you're walking with a little strut in your step, and you're walking faster and walking better," because I'm like two blocks away from a McDonald's, and I used to have to stop halfway and rest. Now I go there and eat and come right back and a couple times a day.
Wow.
Like I said, after those three treatments, I couldn't walk 50 feet without stopping and resting.
Mm-hmm.
Now I go around the block three or four times. I can walk a couple of miles.
Wow.
Matter of fact, couple of nights ago, I went to a concert out in Culver City.
Right, you told me about this.
And I missed the bus, and so I had to walk. I walked from Culver City back to where I live. I missed two buses.
Wow.
It took me several hours, but that's the farthest I ever walked. But I
several
got
hours
o'clock.
Walking?
So you walked for several hours?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Well, there was no bus, and it was after midnight, and I thought it was going to rain. It was real foggy, but it didn't rain. But I was soaking wet when I got home.
Ooh, and you didn't get sick?
No, I didn't get sick.
Wow.
I started not to go to dialysis because I left for dialysis the next morning at 6.
Yes.
I got here at 3.
Yes.
I slept for a couple hours, and I got up, which I never miss. So I said, well, I'll just, you know, go to dialysis and go to sleep because I usually sleep through the treatment.
Wow.
And because I'm always real sleepy in the morning, but I don't know what happened.
That's a dialysis patient.
Yeah, I'm wide awake.
Yeah.
The whole treatment, I couldn't go to sleep.
Wow.
I was wide awake.
Now, when was your last treatment with Dr. Tong?
A couple of weeks ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you come pretty often? Or
I come 3 weeks. And
three times every 2 months.
Oh,
same. Medicare patient.
Same
thing. Oh, so how many treatments have you gotten? Three?
No, he
no.
Has
oh,
been
he's
coming
been coming
for a few
while.
Years.
Oh,
I've been coming for a few years.
Yeah.
That was when I first come when I couldn't even walk 50 feet.
Oh, okay.
And I had three or four treatments, and I was coming every couple of weeks,
oh,
or every time
every
I could
couple
come.
Months, right.
Wow.
And then I got kind of lazy because it's an all-day trip out there.
Yeah,
and
you
so
can't
I got
be
lazy.
And
I stopped coming.
Yeah.
And for quite a while, for several, number of months.
Uh-huh.
And then I started feeling bad again. I started slowing down again.
Mm-hmm.
So then I started going back again.
Yes.
Well, here we have another application for the Beijing Olympics. Now, if you compete with all people on dialysis, you'll win for sure.
Well,
they'll crawl 2 feet.
Most of the people, the clinic I go to, which is a pretty big clinic,
they can't walk.
Most of the people come in wheelchairs and stretchers or in beds. I'm one of the few that walk in and walk out.
What, many hours?
How long have you been on dialysis for, Aaron?
Almost 6 years.
What?
Yeah. Here's another point, okay? Let me tell you, okay? We shorten your dialysis hour by half an hour or 45 minutes. How long we shorten it?
We did get it down to hour and a half shorter.
Mm.
Hour and a half shorter. But your doctor will not cooperate.
Oh, no. I in and out with the doctors, and I even thought about changing doctors, but they all go by what the Kidney Foundation says. And they, the same numbers and the same deal. So
that's so frustrating.
I got tired of fighting with them.
Yeah, but what you need to do is you need to continue getting treatments here so that you get better to continue to decrease your dialysis time. Because this is...
But they won't do it. This is the whole point.
Right, but to be on dialysis for 6 years... How long have you been seeing Dr. Tong for? A few years then? Four years? 3 years?
No, not that long.
After I got on dialysis.
So about maybe 5 years then?
No, not that long.
Not that long?
Couple of years.
I went for a while and I stopped going. I came back again.
And also, he didn't get the instant improvement as much because the shot was kind of painful to him.
Right.
So I didn't give him all.
It's hard. And now it's probably not as bad.
Yeah. You know, we need to find an nephrologist that will
kind of
understand
work with us. Right.
The reason is that the more you do dialysis, the lazier your kidneys become.
Get, right.
Yeah.
You need to get, I'm making a kidney work.
Because your kidneys are working better now since you need less time to be on dialysis. Right.
Yeah, but now the last couple of times, they put my time back up.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, see, this is the whole point. That get me so frustrated. You know,
well,
the kidney get working and then you take over, the kidney get lazy again.
Mm-hmm. So you're still you went to the concert of a couple of nights ago. Still walking, and any pain or anything? Energy okay? How's?
Oh no, I feel I do get tired kind of easy, but I'm a lot better than I was. Like I said, first I couldn't walk 50 feet.
Yeah,
no, I can walk a couple of miles. I just can't walk real fast.
Mm-hmm.
But I
you
get
walk
where I'm going, and I started going out again. I used to be in music years ago.
Right.
And I stopped. I had race cars, and I went racing. I stopped.
Yeah,
but
now
I
you're
got
going
back
to,
in to listen to jazz.
Yeah, going to jazz concerts at night.
I go to a
fantastic
concert, usually at least once a week.
Yeah.
Aaron, that's wonderful. Oh, thank you.
We had to, get him back again.
Yeah, we're going to have to get you back and follow up on your progress, because this is actually a very amazing story to be on dialysis for 6 years and to sound the way you sound. You do not sound like you're a dialysis patient.
You couldn't walk 50 feet. Now you walk hours.
Oh, yeah. A lot of people look at me, you know, they don't think I'm sick. I am sick, but they don't.
You don't look sick anymore.
Look sick.
Right. Well, Aaron, thank you so much for joining us today. Your story is wonderful. It's incredible.
Oh,
yes.
Thank you. And I'll be seeing both of you later on.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
That was Aaron on the line with us from West L.A., suffering from kidney failure. Been on dialysis for 6 years. Could not walk 50 feet. Now walking blocks and blocks, going to concerts, walking hours.
His
dialysis time was cut short. If this sounds too good to be true, just call us ask us. Our number is 714-556-8664. Again, it's 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com. I hope you enjoyed our show today. If you have any questions or would like to make an appointment, call us at 714-556-8664 from Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Again, the number is 714-556-8664, Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Our website is drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Join us next Saturday at 4 p.m. on KBRIGHT AM 740. This is Dr. Elaine Tong saying goodbye and have a great weekend.